Friends noted that Jobs had retained his feistiness. During his recuperation, he signed up for Comcast's high-definition cable service, and one day he called Brian Roberts, who ran the company. "I thought he was calling to say something nice about it," Roberts recalled. "Instead, he told me, 'It sucks.'" But Andy Hertzfeld noticed that, beneath the gruffness, Jobs had become more honest. Before, if you asked Steve for a favor, he might do the exact opposite, Hertzfeld said. That was the perversity in his nature. Now, he actually tries to be helpful. His public return came on September 9th, when he took the stage at the company's regular fall music event. He got a standing ovation that lasted almost a minute. Then he opened on an unusually personal note by mentioning that he was the recipient of a liver donation. "I wouldn't be here without such generosity," he said, "so I hope all of us can be as generous and elect to become organ donors." After a moment of exultation, "I'm vertical, I'm back at Apple, and I'm loving every day of it." He unveiled the new line of iPod Nanos with video cameras in 9 different colors of anodized aluminum. By the beginning of 2010, he had recovered most of his strength, and he threw himself back into work for what would be one of his, and Apple's, most productive years. He had hit 2 consecutive home runs since launching Apple's digital hub strategy, the iPod and the iPhone. Now he was going to swing for another.